It's 6:30 and time for Meet the Experts, a weekly public service feature of KFRB. Each week, a member of the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce moderates a discussion of topics of current public interest by experts in their particular fields. Your moderator this evening is Ted Stevens. The subject for discussion is the purpose of the Custom Automobile Club of Fairbanks, Alaska. It's 6:30 and time for Meet the Experts, a weekly public service feature of KFRB. Each week at this time, a member of the Fairbanks Junior Chamber of Commerce moderates a discussion of topics of current public interest by experts in their particular fields. Your moderator this evening is Ted Stevens. The subject for discussion is the purpose of the Custom Automobile Club of Fairbanks, Alaska. And the guest experts are Joe Warren and Angelo Stropolino, members of the Custom Automobile Club of Fairbanks, Alaska, and Don Weinberg, patrolman from the Fairbanks City Police Force. Don, would you start the discussion off by telling us when and how this club was organized, please?
Well, in the past few years, there have been quite a few inquiries from young fellows in this area as the possibilities of organizing a club of this nature. However, there has been no one with the initiative to form the organization. Within the last month, however, there's quite a few young men who definitely did want to start the club, so meetings were held and were advertised by everybody so we could get as many interested in the club as possible. And we did get the club organized. We have got a going concern at the present time. We think we have a very wonderful club starting.
Well, Angie, just what are the basic fundamentals behind this organization?
Well, to organize so that members that have the knowledge and the know-how to do the work can help the ones that are not so mechanically minded.
Well, Joe, exactly what is the main purpose of your organization?
Well, the main purpose of being organized is to customize cars to express the owner's desires and aims, and also to make autos mechanically safer than the stock car, and eventually bring these developments to the attention of the auto industry.
What is your purpose have any relation to the compliance with local laws? What are your policies concerning infractions of the local laws?
Well, we have set up a board of directors, and any infractions of the local laws or territorial laws that do happen to come up, we're going to have a special meeting of the board of directors, and they will either say whether he is going to be fined or expelled from the club, or whether he is to be able to stay in, or whether he's going to be out completely.
Don, is this policy and the purpose expressed by the other members here in accordance with the National Hot Rod Association?
Yes, Ted, it definitely is. It conforms completely with the bylaws set up by the National Hot Rod Association. And also, if any of the members, it's a national procedure that on any infraction of the laws and upon decision by the Board of Directors that the infraction occurred with the law warrants it, that the member will lose all privileges whatsoever, which also includes discounts which are received from speed equipment companies in the state. So when a member does have an infraction, he definitely is losing quite a bit to the club.
Oh, where does your club meet?
At the present time, we're meeting at 601 Front Street. It's the business place of the president of the organization, Mr. Tex Waymire.
And could you tell us, Angie, who can join your organization?
Well, anybody can join the club. You don't necessarily have to have an automobile. You can have a boat, a motorcycle, or anything, as long as the person isn't a bad risk.
What would you consider a bad risk?
Well, a person that has any previous conviction for any serious traffic violation would be considered a bad risk. Also, we will check the insurance companies to see whether or not the person who is applying for membership has had numerous wrecks, to see about his driving ability. And also, any person that wishes to join the club must be sponsored by another member in good standing, and will have to be voted on by the board of directors before he will be accepted for membership.
Well, how big is your organization now? Can you tell us, Angie, how many people have you got in there, and who are your officers?
Well, the officers, the president is Tex Waymire, vice president is Angelo Stoffolino, secretary treasurer is Don Weinberg, and right now we have 20 members. We hope to have about 30 by the next meeting.
When is that meeting, the next meeting?
Next meeting will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at 601 Front Street.
Well, tell me, Joe, where do you people hope to be able to use your vehicles? Where can you test them out here in Fairbanks?
Well, we've given considerable thought to the people in the States. I know that I've read quite a few articles where they were using the airstrips on their air bases outside in their military fields, and we had great hopes of possibly obtaining one of the strips either at 26 Mile or Ladd Field to hold our if anyone wanted to have our drag race or races.
Well, is the purpose of your club necessarily to speed up your automobiles, or is it just to rebuild them in design?
No, the main purpose of the organization is to customize the car's body, not the motor.
Well, Angie, do you have any facilities for helping people to rebuild their motor if that's what they desire to do?
Well, we do. There is a place we can work on them. And there are some guys that know about hopping up an engine.
Where are you going to do your work to customize your car? You hope to get some facilities available so that people can redo the exterior of their cars?
Well, in time, we hope to have our own place where we can keep our cars in the garage and work on them. But right now, we have just Texas Body Shop, and he does most of our work.
How many different types of cars do you have in the organization right now? You say you have about 20 members, is that right?
That's right. Well, I'd say there was about 20 cars in it, too. From Chevrolets to Lincolns.
Don, do you know what the attitude of the local police force and the law enforcement agencies are towards this organization?
It definitely is a very positive attitude. They are definitely behind the organization because the organization is being run right, it was set up right, and the organization is attempting to abide by all the rules and laws of the town and the territory, and we're trying to cooperate with the local law enforcement agencies in every manner.
Well, actually, then, this is just part of the general program aimed towards preventing delinquency of any type in the juvenile field, is that right?
Yes, that's right, Ted. We are definitely willing and would like to get any of the boys that are possibly having any juvenile trouble. We would like to have them in the club if they express the desire to know more about automotive works and customizing of their cars. We would definitely like to have them in the club, as we're positive that we can help them by letting them express their desires by doing the work.
Well, Joe, I understand that there's no facility here, no shop here in the local high school that people can take
shop, auto shop in school, is that right?
Well, I don't know for sure whether they have or not.
All right, do you know, Andy?
Well, I couldn't say very much about it, but I don't think they do.
Well, have any of your people taken that as an aim, Don, to get some sort of place where the boys can work on their cars?
Yes, we do, Dad. At the present time, we're still a young organization. We don't have too much money in the treasury. But at the time, when the time comes, that we do have enough money in the treasury to purchase materials, I'm sure that every member of the club is be willing to donate their time. And we'll be able to buy the material at that time and to build our own club and also garages where we can work on our vehicles. And at the same time, increase the real estate of the organization.
Is there any age limit on this club, Joe?
No, none whatsoever.
You take people, no matter what their age is, adults as well as boys in their teens?
Yes, as long as they're interested in the same goal.
Well, tell me, Don, what are the future plans for this organization?
Our future plan for the organization is to be able to build a club up into one of the best clubs in the Northwest District, or possibly in the United States, and also to promote the interest in safety in automobile vehicles, to have the customized cars and hot rods accepted by the public for what they are and not for the mistakes that a few people have committed that do have customized cars. We definitely feel that a custom car is much superior to the ordinary Detroit product. And our goal and future plans are to prove this to the public by the past record that the club, or we hope that the club will have.
Well, Andy, you mentioned that a boy doesn't have to have a car to be a member. Well, what about that boy? How can he develop an interest in this club if its main purpose is to customize cars?
Well, by coming to the meeting and hearing all about the other cars and what the boys are doing to them, and seeing some of the cars, I think that he will get interested in customizing cars.
Well, do you hope to acquire cars to work on just for a purpose of experimentation and study so that you can work over the various engines and a man that didn't have a car could work on those?
Well, yes, we do. Right now, we don't have any, and we hope to get a couple of them as soon as we get some more money into the trade.
This has been Meet the Experts, a weekly public service feature of KFRB, moderated by a member of the Fairbanks Junior Chamber of Commerce. Tonight you have heard a discussion on the Custom Automobile Club of Fairbanks, Alaska, with Joe Warren and Angelo Stroffolino, members of the Custom Automobile Club, and Don Weinberg, patrolman for the city police, as your experts. Your moderator has been Ted Stevens. Starting next week, Meet the Experts will be heard every Thursday at 5:15 p.m. This is ABS, the Alaska Broadcasting System.